This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Switching gears here over to the soybean market, a bit of a surprise there. I did see the USDA reduce the size of the U.S. soybean crop there. That was a surprise. There was no one in the trade, based on the trade estimates that we looked at, were expecting a smaller soybean crop. Soybean crop came in at 4425 versus 4448 last month. So we did see some reduction in yield in the eastern Corn Belt relative to last month, and also down in the southwest. We saw a reduction in bean yield relative to October. Those are surprises compared to what the trade was expecting. However, the USDA did also reduce the soybean export forecast by 40 million bushel. That's linked to a smaller import forecast by China. China imports are reduced from 101 million tons here in 21-22 to 100 million tons. That would be fractionally higher than last year's 99.8 and would still be a record. But China is a big wild card moving forward here. Will they import even that many bushels of beans? So USDA did take a conservative stance on U.S. bean exports, reducing that forecast by 40. The net was that when they took the smaller crop and the reduction in the export forecast, we did see a modest increase in the carryout from 320 in October to 340 here in November. The average trade guess, however, was 362. So when you look at what the trade is doing today in beans, a sharply higher move initially, still holding on to some gains here of about 20 to 22 cents a bushel with that larger crop, or, pardon me, the smaller than expected crop compared to October. The other item I note on the world scene is that the switching that we're seeing taking place in Argentina. The USDA increased its Argentina corn estimate by 1 million tons this month, but reduced its Argentina bean forecast by 1.5 million tons. So it looks like we're seeing a motivation towards more corn acres in Argentina at the expense of bean. However, they did forecast Brazil bean production still at a record 144 million tons. And for perspective, for this 2021 crop, the U.S. produced about 120 million tons. So by far now, if this crop is realized in Brazil, Brazil would be the largest bean producer in the world at 144 million tons. That crop's off to a great start, a very good start, I should say, not a great start, but a very good start in comparison to last year when it was quite dry. This year they've had more moisture, and the crop is planted earlier, which means that the crop could be harvested earlier in 2022. And could narrow the U.S. export window as we move into that early part of 2022 calendar year. So aggressively shipping exports today, nearly 100 million bushels in the latest week. However, that window could close earlier than usual if Brazil harvests a record crop, and because it was planted earlier too, it could reach the world pipeline earlier. Wrap things up with the corn market. Corn crop did decline from last month. Last month, we did see the corn crop the corn crop did increase from last month. Last month was 15019, 15062 this month, so 43 million bushel higher. That's a half bushel, increase in the crop size. No change in harvested acreage this month. Any changes in acreage will be made in January. On the usage side, really the only change of note here was a increase in ethanol. We're seeing exceptional ethanol margins at the moment, and the USDA did increase its forecast of corn use to produce ethanol 50 million bushels this month to 5250. For perspective, last year we were only at 5028, so currently 225 million bushels more for ethanol being forecast by the USDA for 21-22. End result is the carryout for 21-22 on corn was 1493. Average trade guess was 1480, so a little bit above the average trade guess, but a little bit below 1500 in October. So more of a neutral feel. The corn, if you will now focus intensely on the pace of exports from the U.S. here, including China, as well as crop developments in Argentina. And as we move into early 22, how that Brazil double crop safrinha corn starts, but that's several months down the road. So the pace of exports, ethanol margins will be very important as these final 2 months here of 2021 conclude for corn, and we'll watch South American weather very closely for soybeans. So,
talked a little bit about a surprise on the soybean side of things when it came to what they did with the yield, but they didn't make any real changes in demand. So, you know, how does soybeans, how does this bean business jump? Is this an algo trade and not really much of, you know, a real heart and soul trade based on good information?
It's a good question, Steve. I think what the market was really dialed in to, if you will, was that bigger crop and a bigger carryout. There were some carryout estimates surfacing of the U.S. beans of over 400 million bushel. Now 340 is still an ample carryout, but as you mentioned, they did dial back the export forecast 40 million bushels from last month down to 2050. Now that's down 215 million bushels from last year. So the message I'd share with the producers of beans out there is that the carryout number is working higher compared to what it was last year. At some point here in 2020, 2021, there were carryout estimates of 100 million bushel. That number came in way above expectations back in September at 256. Now we're penciling in 340. So the bean market is really going to focus intensely now on South America. And with the fine start that Brazil is off to, I think the bigger picture now on beans is that the crush is being slowed down in China. China's still importing beans. I don't want to give the impression they stopped importing, but there are some indications that maybe the demand isn't going to be quite as strong as folks had forecast earlier from China. And so those things are offsetting that smaller than expected bean crop. So I just remind folks, bean producers especially, that this carryout is forecast to increase. Right now, we're still looking at an increase in bean acreage forecast for 2022. I know a lot can change over the next 6 months between the time when growers hit the fields, but I think that the bean market of the grains and including wheat there feels heaviest of the three, corn, beans, and wheat at the moment.
So I got a follow-up on that because you talked about pace of exports here, Brian. When will the pace matter? Looking at soybean shipments January through October, we're down about 5% year over year according to what I've been reading and seeing. And, you know, a little bit of that goes over to corn, too. When does it start to count?
I would say, as we speak, Steve, as we look at the 2021 balance sheet and 21-22 balance sheet for beans, our bias is that the USDA is still a bit high at 2050. And for this reason, as you just stated, our year-to-date soybean exports are quite slow. Now, some of that was linked, granted, to the impact of the hurricane, obviously, the storm earlier this fall, as we started the 21-22 crop year back there in September. We are doing some catch-up now, but it matters today, and here's why, too. Last year, we had a larger window of shipping into the crop year, into January of 21, if you will, in February of 21, due to the sluggish harvest of the Brazil crop last year. Brazil crop got planted later last year because it was too dry. Therefore, it got harvested later. Therefore, it took longer to work in the world pipeline. What I remind folks this year is that they're going to get that crop off much earlier this year, all else being equal, over the next 60 days. And that would mean that that crop, again, without any weather issues, will enter the world pipeline quicker. So what we've got to do, we've got to see to reach that 205 number is the next 60 days. We've got to see these export numbers for beans in the U.S. here really step it up and keep that high level, or else that 205 number seems inflated. And today, that's our bias today, is it still seems a bit high, which would make, obviously, that carryout a bit low. That carryout would have room to grow if that's the case. But, we've gotten off to a slow start. Again, some of that was out of the control with the issues down at the Gulf. But we've got some work to do to reach that 205.0 number, particularly with that aggressive start to the planting and the good-looking crop conditions in Brazil so far.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.